We want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being in his house this morning. Good to see everybody that's here. Thank the Lord for each one that's come. I am personally glad to be here. Lynn and I, along with Bob and Tina, most of you know, we've been vacationing up in Canada and had a great time. We appreciate everybody's prayers, and we appreciate everybody's comments and encouragement and welcome back. And so we're happy to be back this morning. Of course, Linda's not with me. She and some of the other ladies have gone down to Kentucky for Trey and Morgan's baby shower, and they're not back yet. But and then we know there's a homecoming up at Pleasant View today, probably some folks up there, and Pastor's Appreciation up at Athens, might be some up there. But I'm glad to be here this morning, and I thank the Lord for what I feel already. I appreciate Sunday school. Glad to have everybody that's here. If you're here today and you're not saved, my prayer today would be you to get saved. And if you're here today and you've been saved and not right where you need to be with the Lord, and I've been in that spot a number of times, I'd pray that you get in your spot this morning. I want to read some scripture. It's a very familiar scripture, but actually it came on my heart sometime in the middle of the night, and still with me this morning. And I want to read it from the third chapter of the book of John, starting at verse 1, chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Let me pause for just a minute. Nicodemus knew some things about Jesus, but he didn't know Jesus. He wasn't acquainted with him. Jesus knew that, and he knew where he was at, and Jesus gets to the point. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so he got right to the point, and he gave Nicodemus the information he needed. Now, Nicodemus had a lot of questions, and he asked Jesus his questions on down through here. But he was talking to the man that had the answers. You don't have to wait, and you can't wait until you think you've got all the answers to approach Jesus. If you realize that there's a need in your life and the Lord lets you know you're lost, you need to seek him. He can take care of answering your questions. And I hope somebody does that this morning. Let's all stand for just a word of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for salvation by grace. God, thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you that you come and willingly died on the cross and rose from the dead. And you did that so that when we trust you by faith, that by your grace you'd save us and make us alive and give us eternal life and let us in the kingdom. God, I pray today that you just help somebody that's here that needs saving. Help them to realize, and Lord, encourage them to make that move. I know you don't make people come to you, but I know you invite them, and I know then it's our decision. God, we ask you these things, and we praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir.
277. Sweet is the song.
Joy,
joy,
that's all that I go.
That's all that I go.
I Savior came. Now I know how Jeremy feels. I kind of knew it was coming, so kind of got put in his shoes this time. So that's what I get for getting on to him. So I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for what God's given us. Thankful for this church. Thankful for its people. I'm thankful for salvation. You know, God gave it up freely for us. And he didn't have to, but he did. And I'm thankful that we have a church that's not ashamed of the gospel. I'm glad that she is a light, and that she's a lighthouse to her people, and not only to her people, but the people outside of this church. God's blessed us with a great thing here. And I'm thankful for all those that have showed up this morning. If you're a visitor, welcome. But I'm going to have you stand here. Anybody have an unspoken request? Remember all those. Anybody have a spoken request? Remember that. Anybody else? Yeah, man. Remember church camp. It's coming up quick. Remember tent meeting this week. We've got a lot of lost, and we got a lot of folks that need to get back in.
Amen.
It's important to be in your spot so you can help your people. And just remember us this week. Anybody else have a prayer request? Anybody else got anything? Not when I have Ryan Carter release in prayer. Anybody got a song or a testimony on their heart? kind of had this on my heart for a second here, and I was been studying on the armor of God, and I've been thinking about that this week. And you know, out of the whole armor, there was only one that was an offensive piece of armor, and that was the sword. And it says the sword is the word of God. And you know, I thought about that this week. How many times have I picked up my sword? You know, sometimes I even put my shield of faith down when I'm going through battle and the swords are getting swung at me and I've got the shield up and sometimes I put it down. Sometimes I got to have some faith that God's going to step up and do what he said he's going to do. And sometimes that's tough to do. But other times I got to get my sword out. When something comes along your way, you got to get that sword out. And you got to know what's in the book. You know, you got to know what's in your Bible to be able to swing that sword. It's important to know what we believe. And I'm thankful for that little class that we have in Sunday school. It's important to come to Sunday school. It's important to know what we believe. It's important to know what we stand for. You know, we built this church based off of this book. It's important to know what's in it. Not only is it important to know what's in it, it's important that we don't deviate from it. You know, God's given us a plan. All we got to do is read it. But anybody else have a song or a testimony on their heart? Not going to wait too long. Turn over to my pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. I appreciate Sunday school, and I'll say along with Andrew, if you're not coming to Sunday school already, please come. It's a real blessing. It'll help you, and it'll help other people at the same time. So appreciate Sunday school and the choir. Appreciate the choir and appreciate the piano playing. Appreciate the opening up. And I appreciate what I can feel this morning. I've got a great feeling being in the house of God, a great joy in being here. And I thank the Lord for it. But I'm going to ask again. Andrew asked well enough, but I just feel like asking again. Anybody have a song on your heart or a testimony? I thought somebody might feel like singing. If you do, you're welcome. If God's give you a song, you're surely welcome to sing. No, we just keep praying. We like to turn into the Bible, into 2 Corinthians. And the same book our Sunday school lesson was out of, it was in chapter 3. I'm here in chapter 1. I want to start reading about verse 17, read a few verses. I want you to pray real hard. And Paul was, he'd been to Corinth once and he was coming back. He'd planned on getting here before, but things didn't work out that he made it. And it sounds like, I'm not sure of this, but it sounds like that maybe the people was upset because he hadn't got there when they thought it was coming before. But anyway, I'll start here in verse 17. He said, "When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Or the things that I purposed, did I purpose according to the flesh? That with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay." And so even if they didn't approve of what he'd done or how he'd done it, his intentions were good. But even if they didn't see that in him, listen to what he goes on and tells them. Verse 18. "But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay." It wasn't yes, no, maybe. Even if you see some imperfections in the preacher or the people that goes to church, when the gospel goes out, that's the word of God. And when God's Spirit's taking the gospel out, you need to listen to that and depend on it. Don't let anything else stand in your way. But let me read that again. "But as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea." Yes, and let's go on. Verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto whom the glory of God by us." And so now he made a point. When we preach the gospel, it's a true statement. You can see, if you'd follow me around for a little while, you'd see my imperfections and my faults. But if the gospel, it comes through, and God's called me to preach, and the church prays, and despite my imperfections, if the Spirit of God comes and the gospel's preached, you can depend on that. No matter who's preaching it, we got a lot of good preachers around here, God-called preachers. But when God's Spirit comes, you can depend on that. And so you need to listen to what the Word of God says this morning and follow what God tells you. And he goes on, says, now, verse 21, now he that establisheth us with you in Christ, that makes a connection, establishes, and hath anointed us in God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And so we'll talk about that some more later, but let me go back and talk some more about the promise of God. This fits right in with our Sunday school lesson this morning. We don't go to heaven because we manage to live good enough, or we manage to be good people, or we go to church, or we try to be charitable to other people. That's not how we go to heaven. I read it to you in John 3:3 this morning. Except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. But now, over here in the book of Romans, this come on my heart, and I looked this up. I want to share this with you. Over here in the book of Romans, as Paul spoke to the Romans, in verse chapter 4 and verse 13, he said, for the promise. And that we were talking about that back where we just first read to you about the promise of God and what it said about that. And it said the promise back here said, for all the promises of God in him are yea. It's a yes. You can have it. It's there for you. And so back here in Romans 4 and 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And so that's how we get saved. We don't earn it. We don't work it out. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not one among us that can say we've done good. No, not one. But now, down here in verse 16, this same chapter 4 here in Romans, listen to this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Well, so how does that happen? Well, grace is God's unmerited favor. God gives us things we couldn't earn, which we don't deserve, or just don't measure up to it. But God's got it fixed, so he gave us salvation by grace through faith. And so when we'll trust what God did, Jesus came, died on the cross. You know, the verse is most well known in the whole world. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so that's the gift of God. That's the promise of God. And let me go and read this whole verse. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all. That comes back to the yay part. This is yes, yes, yes. You can have Jesus, but you've got to seek him if you want to have him. You'll never get him unless you seek him. You've got to try to get saved. That's the only way you can get saved. God, he just won't run you down and force salvation into your heart and soul, but he knocks at your heart. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm glad he was knocking at my heart one time when I was just an 11 or 12 year old boy. I praise God. He got my attention through the Word of God. I preached the Word of God, and those preachers back then, I have highly esteemed in my mind, but yet, as great a men as they were just men. They weren't perfect. I didn't get saved because of the perfection of those preachers, but I got saved because of the perfection of the one they preached about. And God gave them the ability to preach the gospel, gave the church the ability to carry the gospel. And so let me finish this up here. Think about this. I'll just have to read this verse again. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all. The seed, not to them only which is of the law, but to them also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And so it had told us back here already, it wasn't by the law, it wasn't by the keeping of the law, but it's by grace through faith. And so let's get this back here. Boy, I appreciate these scriptures that God put on my heart. I was able to think about them and meditate on them all week when we was on vacation. And as good as I enjoyed vacation, I enjoyed when the Lord come through and I could feel him and he blessed me to see these scriptures. So when he's talking about this down here, in a verse back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God. So it's God that hooks people together. And when you get saved, you're really hooked together. And we are anointed in God. Well, what are we anointed with? Well, let me read a little farther. It'll explain it. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. But get this. Verse 22. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. He sealed us up. I'm telling you what, I like to use this example. When I was just a little boy, my mom did a lot of canning. Sometimes we'd have put a pile of wood out and make a fire out in the yard, get a big wash tub and fill it up with water. And mom would get maybe the green beans. That's what I remember the most. Maybe the green beans, put them in the can, put the lids on them, put them in that big tub and boil it and boil it and boil it. She had a time limit on it. After it got such a point, then let it cool down. And after a while, you'd hear the lids start popping. And they pop, pop, pop. Mom said, there's another one that's sealed. I don't know why I want to. I made a mistake one time. She was waiting on some of them to seal. And I went through and I said, you don't have to wait on them to seal anymore, Mom. She said, why, honey? I said, because I went and pushed the lids down. I sealed them. And she said, oh, my goodness, you can't seal them. I'll have to do them all over again. I guess that does make a point. If we try to seal ourselves, it won't work. It'll have to be redone because we can't seal ourselves. Just like those lids, when they cool down, when they seal up, they were sealed. Boy, they'd last a long time. I don't know how long green beans will last, but I know how long my soul lasts. It lasts forever and eternity. And so think about this. Listen, talking about the earnest of the Spirit. What's that mean? Well, earnest, that's a small part of the big picture. Just to use an example, if you are going to buy a house or something and you're going to borrow the money and you make a down payment on it, they sometimes call that down payment. They call that the earnest payment or the earnest money. Means the deal is going on. Means the deal is good. It's connected. My friend, I'm telling you what. You talk about the earnest of the Spirit. Listen to this again. Who hath sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Let me read another passage of Scripture to you about that. It's over here in the book of Ephesians, the first chapter. Listen to this. That we should be to the praise and His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Listen to this. In whom ye also trusted. Listen. In whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Well, what's that talking about? How can it just be part of it? Well, let me give it to you like this. I'm saved. I'm eternally saved. I'm completely 100% saved. But I tell you what, I don't have the fullness of everything yet. What do you mean, preacher? Look at me. You can tell pretty easy. I don't have a glorified body. If I did, he wouldn't have the aches and pains it's got sometimes. Folks, I've got one waiting on me. But how do you know, preacher? Because I've got the earnest of the Spirit. I've got the part that tells me it's a done deal. So let me get that again for you. Boy, I just love that. Praise God for that. Listen, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. It's already been purchased. It's already a done deal. One of these days, Jesus is going to come out of the east. He'll come like the lightning flashes from the east to the west. He's coming. He's going to split the sky. He's going to come. He's going to say, come home, my children. If it was right now, the dead in Christ arise first, and then the rest of us be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. We'd meet the Lord in the sky, ever to be with the Lord. Praise the name of God this morning. And so listen, couple of things, and you can get you a song ready. A couple of things I want to sum up on. Listen, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. And if you are saved, you've got the earnest of the Spirit in you. You've got that. You're sealed to the day of redemption. You've got that earnest of the Spirit. It tells you, you know what you've got. Listen, if you don't know what you've got, you probably don't have it. When the Spirit of God moves, God will let you know what you've got. I'm praising God. Go ahead and stand up, church, and I want to say this today. If you're here today, just like I read to you about Nicodemus, Nicodemus had a lot of questions, but he was talking to the man that had all the answers. When he got satisfied, he had this earnest of the Spirit, just like I've got it, and just like you either have it or can have it. Sing whenever you get ready. Somebody needs to come to Jesus. If you lost, you need to come get saved. If you're saved and not living for the Lord, come and get in. Follow the earnest of the Spirit. Follow this which you're anointed by, that which you're sealed by, that which the promises are accorded by. Obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord this morning. Please obey Him. Listen this morning. If you're here and lost, let me speak to you first. If you're here and lost, but you don't want to be lost. If you're lost and you don't want to go to hell. You say, preacher, I think I'm lost. I don't know for sure. Well, come and pray. God will let you know where you stand. He'll let you know who you are and what you are. You don't have to know all the answers. You can't know all the answers. But you can know that Jesus is the answer. Well, how do I get Him, preacher? You come and see Him. Come and call on Him. Just ask Him. Say, Lord, if you know you're lost today and you feel that need inside, come and let's pray. You don't even have to say anything when you get up in the altar. If you're not satisfied or just don't want to say anything, get up, go back to your seat. Nobody's going to pressure you or bother you. We just love you. We pray for you. Somebody needs to come. If you're here today now, if you've been saved and you haven't been following the Lord, what a pity it is not to follow that earnest of the Spirit that you're ordained by it, you're anointed by it, you're sealed by it. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Obey the Lord. Come while the Lord's calling. If you're out of fellowship with God and you're willing to get back in, you can help somebody. It'll help you, but it'll help somebody else too. Would you come right now? Come right here and right now. Well, I just got a burden for some folks this morning. But the move is yours. I can't make it for you. Kind of wish I could, but that's not the way of it. God's got it fixed good. Unto us as individuals we call. Unto the old man I call. My voice is to the sons of man. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Come on. Would you just come and try it this morning? Well, preacher, I've tried it before. Well, most of my friends, as I remember, got saved the first time they come to the altar. But I didn't. I came numerous times before I got saved. But Sean, I'm glad I kept coming. I'm glad I kept coming. I kind of envied my friends. I had one of them, Jake Smith. I've heard him tell his experience. He was in the back, sitting in the corner. He got up and started the altar. He said, when he took the first step, he said that burden left. He still went and prayed. He's already saved. But I went to the altar numerous times and got up and was sitting on the mourner's bench. And I said, God, I've done all I can. I just can't do it. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything, and I'm still lost. Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish. I trusted that Jesus had died for me. When I came to that point, that burden that I had left, God gave me peace in my soul. I believe somebody needs to come. wait, just pause just a minute, and we'll got something else I want to do. And got something else I want to do. Before we sing that song, with heads bowed and eyes closed, let me just say this to you. I'm not trying to put you on the spot or trick you or not trying to point you out, and I wouldn't do that at all. Wouldn't embarrass anybody. But for just a moment here, think with me. If you're here today and you're not saved and you know you need to get saved, you know the Word of God tells us we got to be born again before we can go to heaven. Would you just raise your hand acknowledging that, saying, pray for me? Is there one in the house that's, oh, I thank you for that hand that was raised. That touches my heart. Would there be another one that would just raise your hand saying, I just don't think I have what I need. I've never been born again. I've never been saved. I need to have something else. Would there be somebody else that just raise your hand saying, pray for me? I'm not going to point you out or put you on the spot. Heaven forbid. But no, sir, but quickly. Let me speak now to those that are saved of us. Are you here and you're saved and you're not living for the Lord like you should, and you know you're not being a help to people like you should, and you're not following God like you should, but you need to get back in church? Would you just raise your hand? Is there one to raise your hand on that? Saying, by that, I need to get in. Don't see a hand on that. Okay, let me just sum it up this way. Do you have a spiritual problem? Maybe you can't hardly define it. Maybe I didn't explain it good. But you have a spiritual problem. You know you're not where you need to be with God, and you'd like the prayers of God's people. Would you raise your hand? If you haven't already, would you raise your hand to that? Saying, help me. Help me. Okay, raise your heads up and open your eyes. We're going to sing this song. I appreciate the one hand that was raised. Others along with that one, others I've got a burden for. I'm not criticizing you for not raising your hand. But I want to beg you today, if you're here and you're lost, or if you're out of fellowship with God and the door's open, if you need to join this church, you're welcome to come do that too. If you're saved and you know you are, and you got it on your heart to join this church, we're glad to receive you. Obey the Lord. Whatever you need to do, do it. Whatever you need to do, do it. Obey. Appreciate those good songs. Appreciate your prayers and good attention. Before we turn over to the announcements, anything else on anybody's heart? Something you got an impression to do, a song or a testimony or anything? All right, if not, just be seated and we'll turn over for the announcements.
There is a wedding invitation for Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That'll be here on July the 6th at 3:30. And there will be a reception that will follow at South Dixie Highway. So we'll continue to announce that. Barry, are you going to post these? There's several of these. I know sometimes you post these on Facebook. Are you going to go through these? Because there's several. And I know if you're like me, sometimes miss some of these and graduation announcements, etc. So there's a graduation party today for Dakota Rose Rhodes. I'm sorry, that's Mike and Sharon Thompson's granddaughter, and that is at the Waynesfield Lions Club, and that's from 1 to 5. Ladies Club is collecting the handwritten recipes for a cookbook. If you've got questions, you can see Sister Brittany about that. My daughter Olivia and her husband Logan are expecting. They're having a baby shower. That's June 29th. That'll be at noon, and that's here at the Fellowship Hall, and she's registered at Baby List. Another graduation party today, and that's for Ella Paget, and that's right after church here in the Fellowship Hall. And there is a weekend revival. It actually starts midweek, but that's down at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, July 10th through July 13th. Jason Faulkner, Hunter Wood, Chase Lay, Trey Brock, and the Heavenly Heirs will be there and be singing. So remember that. Those evening services all start at 7. That service that's on Saturday starts at 3 p.m.
Tonight is the first night for tent meeting, so we are going to be meeting out in the Fellowship Hall right after our evening service, and we're going to be hanging out until 10 o'clock. Greg and Vivian and some of the kitchen crew are going to be preparing us a meal, so if you see them, thank them. And we're asking that if you could, to please bring a dessert or bring pop that we can drink for the rest of the week. And also for camp, we're still taking Pepsi products, so we thank everybody that's donated so far, and if you please keep bringing pop, and we thank you for that too. And then tomorrow night, we're going to also meet here at 5:30. We'll be here from 5:30 to 10. We're going to be having a meal, and we're going to be playing in the water a little bit, so please bring a change of clothes. And then Tuesday, we'll be here from 5:30 to 10 as well. Wednesday night, we're going to be here at 5:30 having dinner, and then we're going to be coming in here for church at 7, so please wear your church attire, and we'll hang out then until 10 o'clock. Thursday, we're off, and then Friday, we're going to meet here at 11 a.m., and we're going to catch the bus at noon. So if you are a youth, you are expected to ride the bus. However, on the website, we didn't have that box where you could check if you're riding the bus. So please let me know and give me your name if you're riding the bus to help with our bus riding list. So I think that's it. I'll probably be putting out a lot of one calls this week, so enjoy.
Pray for service time tonight. And I appreciate everybody cheers to come back. Everybody can come back and pray much. Pray for the homecoming up at Pleasant View today and the pastor's appreciation up at Athens. Pray for those. And if nothing else, we'll ask everybody to see to stand. I'm going to ask Brent to pray and also ask the blessing over the food they're going to be serving.